old natural gas company was a big company, and Tennessee Gas Transmission Company was a very small one, of which I was the head. Well, Nelson told me, he said, well, Kurt, he said, I haven't got anything to do with the oil business anymore. I'm the governor of Latin American Affairs. And I said, yes, I know you haven't got much to do with the oil business, Nelson. You and your family, you just control it. Now let's get down to business. I said, please, let's cooperate during the wartime. So he says, okay, great. He says, okay. He said, you send a telegram to Mr. Tarkin to collaborate during the wartime. And I think that's a good suggestion. I said, thanks very much, Nelson. Best regards to you. And I went away. I sent Mr. Tarkin a wire that afternoon. And he replied the next morning with a very testy wire to me. I'm not interested, quote, I'm not interested in saving critical war materials, period. Well, in 30 days, Mr. Tarkin was no longer president of the Hope Natural Gas Company and Tennessee Gas and Transmission Company sailed ahead and we got our certificate. Dr. Peter, how do you like that one?
Well, that's very good news. How would you like this? Al, the Rockefeller interests and their associates now control that very company. So you were working, in effect, for Nelson Rockefeller, because even though he
only one company,
a technical company, my point is that Nelson Rockefeller said, okay, let you go ahead and do this, and then here they are benefiting, what I'm saying, from your early activities.
That's quite possible, Dr. Peter.
So they win, whichever way the oil balance is.
Let me ask you a question, Dr. Peter. How many times do you see the Standard Oil Group lose?
I think in the end, the Rockefellers may win this also and prevent British Petroleum from taking a controlling interest in Standard Oil of Ohio.
Dr. Peter, do you think there's a coming war?
Well, there's no doubt about it. This is their scenario, and we will go into that later on.
I'll be very interested in talking to you more on that point.
Right.
And Admiral Kimball told me he got a wire by Western Union that reached him at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the bombs started to fall at 7 a.m. this morning. Dr. Media, how do you like that? I think that's simply incredible. I mean, to understand.
Well, this is what I can't understand, Colonel. I remember very well, and I heard it on the radio several times back in 1940. And I'm going to quote. And while I am talking to you, mothers and fathers, I give you one more assurance. I have said this before, and I shall say it again and again and again. Your boys are not going to be sent into any foreign wars. Unquote. That was President Franklin Delano Roosevelt in his campaign speech in Boston on the eve of the 1940 election. Now, remember, he said, your boys are not going to be sent into any foreign wars. What do you say, Colonel Dow?
What do I say? I would say that statement was a deceitful one. I would say that the catchword in there is the word foreign.